Sokala Duma Radio. You are still tuning to Sokala Duma Radio on a Friday afternoon. The Orlando Pirates announcing that Zimbabwean international defender James Marshall Muniz, rather, has joined the French side in Reims on a four-year deal. The defender was signed by Pirates from FC Cape Town way back in 2016, but was sent on loan to Baroka FC. Now the young man has went on and made a name for himself at Pirates and has also been a regular player for coach Usande Chizamba's side in the Zimbabwean national team. He's also in the AFCON squad that will be playing in Egypt starting next week. Earlier on, we spoke to Bafana International, who also played in France, and that is Ukatle Khompela. He's played for the same team that Marshall will be playing for, Irames. Well, we spoke to the player, and this was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Ukatle Khompela. Killer, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm okay, bro. Thank you for having me.
Killer, it's not every day that a player moves overseas, especially not in the French league. How did you do it?
It was a bit difficult for me because when I went, it was very cold. And the first thing you have to do is to try to learn the language as quickly as you can, because that can be the problem. And try to adapt to the culture.
Yeah. And what does it take, though, I mean, for a player to stay competitive and relevant in France?
It's all about working. You have to work, and that's the only way you're going to make it, because the league is quite demanding, it's physical, and, you get a lot of players from South America, which they're very skillful, and also skillful, so, and you have to adopt, and, we have to be technically disciplined, and I think your talent will pull you through.
Wow. And there's also this player, Marshall Muniz of Orlando Pirates, who's recently joined Reims, your former team in France back in the year 2005-2006. What do you think of the boy and his move to Reims?
Yeah, the fact that they scouted him and they managed to sign him means they saw something in him. And his advantage is that he's still young. And my opinion is that for you to make it overseas, it's better to live at a younger age, so that they develop and you can adjust.
Yeah, and the days of PSL players now coming back from Europe just after a season or two, after having been signed, seems to be a thing of the past. You think the PSL is becoming more and more competitive these days?
Yes, I think it does. You know, you can see the fact that we qualified for the AFCON, and then you can see even our teams locally, especially teams like Sundowns, they're competitive in the Champions League. So that's a major boost for our players, and it becomes more easier because we always meet these guys in the international level. So it becomes easier, and then you understand how football is played, that's right.
Wow. Yeah, Killer, and your message to the boys, Bafana, going to AFCON, Egypt, next week?
Yeah, my message to them is that overall, what they have done us proud by qualifying, and they should just go there, enjoy, and, we possess a lot of talent in the national team, especially the current generations, and the technical team they have, the support they have from Safa and the supporters. So they might just go there, enjoy themselves, and I don't see any reason why they cannot go far to the tournament.
Kira, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that was the conversation we had earlier with Katlego Khompela, giving his advice there to Marshall Muniz. He's also played for the same team, Reims, back in the 2004-2005 season. Sis, let me bring you in. Khompela has given his advice to Muniz, but did you expect this signing, or was it a surprise to you?
It was definitely a surprise, because We didn't see this one coming. Mm. You know, obviously, we saw him still being there at Pirates. And then after a while, they said, oh, no, Daisy's going. He's going to France. But you know what? I've known Marshall for a while now. Mm. And he's a good friend of mine as well. So I know the type of person that he is. And he is definitely a hard worker. And it showed. I mean, he came from FC Cape Town. He went to go, got the big signing to Pirates. And obviously, at the time, he wanted to play for Pirates, but was loaned out to Baraka. He went there, did his duty, and he went back to Pirates. And he did his job. He showed that, you know, he has something. And obviously, Rames saw that in him. They saw that the character that he has. And they saw that there is talent there. So they snatched him up. And it's really good to see that, you know, he's gotten this opportunity to fulfill his dream of playing in Europe.
Yeah. Talking about him being a hard worker, well, earlier on, some of his teammates, they sent us some voice notes wishing him well. And one of his teammates agrees with you when it comes to hard work. And you'll have to listen here. And this was the voice from his former players, Luvuyo Memela and also Mpomakola.
Hello, listeners. This is Luvuyo Memela. I just want to say congratulations, Nyashatwana. You've been wanting to play overseas, and I'm happy that your dreams came true. And I'm also wishing you a hell of a season that you'll enjoy. And hopefully you'll keep going and playing for the teams that you wish for, especially in the English Premiership. Good luck, Mshogoro, Nyaja, be right done. Sharp, Nape. I know you like to say that, you like to you. Nape! Sharp boy!
Hey Mashi, it's Bibo. Hey, listen, dude. All the best with your new team. Good luck, and I know you're gonna kill it. You know, because you are a great player, a hard worker. You know, someone that just gets the job done. You know, without any quarrels, and yeah. And I think you're gonna kill it in France. You know, I wish the Lord can be with you, protect you, and guide you all the way that side. All the best, man.
Cool. Soccer La Duma Radio.
Wow. It looks like the youngster will be sorely missed there by his teammates. Thank you so much there to Uluvuyo Memela and Biba Makola for sending us their voice notes earlier. Sis, let me bring you in once again. I mean, there seems to be this growing and a continuing trend whenever Orlando Pirates is playing in the continental football, be it the Champions League or the Confederations Cup. I still remember back in 2006 where they reached the semifinals of the CAF Champions League, losing to CS Sfaxien of Tunisia. Lelo Mbele, after that semifinal, he went on to play for CS Sfaxien in 2006. Fast forward to 2013. They're playing a final of a CAF Champions League. Andy Lejali in 2014. He goes to Belgium. 2015 again, Kermit Erasmus, he moves to France. Now it's Kermit, I mean, now it's Marshall Munetsi. It seems to be something that teams should be looking forward to. Should teams expect these kind of things whenever they are playing the continental football, or when you are giving your best for Bafana or wherever national team you're playing for?
Definitely. When you're out there, obviously people start to notice you. And being in a competition like the CAF Champions League, obviously there are people that are watching, there's scouts that are there. So obviously they're not just there just to watch the game. Mm. They're there to see for players. They're looking for talent. And that's why I think it's important that our teams fight to be in competitions like this. Just to, you know, grow the players and let the players getting these opportunities to go and play and just to grow themselves as well. So yes, I definitely think that, you know what, when it comes to World Cups, it comes to CAF Champions League, any tournaments on a continent, definitely it's going to give, you know, eyes start coming and they start looking for players. And that's great. It's great, especially for our players, you know, African players to go there, to go overseas and to do their best. It needs to be done, yeah.
Yeah. All right. While I have you here with me, I mean, I will have to ask one of our IT specialists to hack into your phone right there, because I think every time, I remember when I got this contact, okay, let me ask like Obo Justin Shonga, Abu Memela to sending their voice notes, wishing Umunetsi well. They all seem really familiar with you, but I don't think you wouldn't know whether Orlando Pirates will be having a replacement for Marshall Muniz.
We never know yet. No, those will come. You know what? There are things happening.
Mm.
Yes, wow. Transfer window is going to be very interesting.
Wow. All right. You hear it right there. All right. And that should be just that on the Nyasha Muniz story. Well, for myself, Shane Matsoyane, and my producer, Simon Stoela, and our guest, Celine Abrahams, it is thank you and a goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.